to the sun. The sun must have been 7 or 8 years old. I finished flirting with the lady. The son turns to his mother and says, Daddy's not going to like this. There you go. Number 9, Edward, you call him anything you like, but you got to call him the best left-hand hitter that ever played baseball. And you can make a good case. You got to remember that Williams lost 5 years as a Marine fighter pilot. Ted Williams is a member of 5 Hall of Fames. Red Sox Hall of Fame, Baseball Hall of Fame. The Mexican-American Hall of Fame is not as Mexican. The Aviation Hall of Fame. And the one that Andrew likes best, the Fly Fishing Hall of Fame. He was the best fly fisherman in the world. Number 14, that's Jim Rice. He just got in the Hall of Fame a couple of months in July. Number just went up there a couple of months. He was a great hitter for us in the 1980s. Number 27, that's Carlton Fisk. His number's retired by 2 teams. Red Sox 27, but he played more games with the Chicago Red Sox. Anyone in from Chicago? In Chicago, he turned the number around. In Chicago, it's 72. Now, it's tough to see, but look at 27. Do you notice that the numbers are a little bit outside the lines? Just a little bit. Does anyone know what his nickname is? Pudge! Pudge! Just a little outside the lines. Here's what you got to do to get your number up there. Got to play for the Red Sox for 10 years. Then you got to get elected to the big Hall of Fame, Cooperstown. Finally, when you retire, somehow you've got to be associated with the Red Sox. All of those people have those credentials except number 6. Johnny Pesky, not in the Hall of Fame. But he's been with the Red Sox 59 years. On his 89th birthday, they retired the number. Any questions? About the numbers? About anything? I got a question for you. Why isn't Babe Ruth's number up there? Didn't play with the Red Sox 10 years. But there's a more important reason. There were no numbers. There were no numbers in baseball until the 1930s. First team to get numbers, Yankees. Does anyone know what Babe Ruth's number was? Number 3. Where did he bat in the batting order? Third. Does anyone know what number 4 was? Lou Gehrig. Where did he bat in the batting order? Yankee Clubhouse born in 1931 got uniforms with numbers. He doesn't know who to get what number to. They never had numbers before. Went to the batting order. I'm giving you some good stuff, huh? Any questions? What is it? Have you ever seen a copper line that runs across the top of the wall? That's the home run line. Anything that hits that, over, home run. Underneath, off the wall. Any questions? Right over here. I'll tell you a cute story. I'm at a game here a couple of weeks ago, right before the season was over. I had a beautiful seat. I'm in the 4th row behind home plate. Great seat. Andrew comes over during the game and says, how come you got such a good seat tonight? I said, I came in on my friend's ticket. He says, well, where's your friend? I said, are you kidding? He's outside looking for sticking. Would you like to come on the next tour? Any questions? You guys have been absolutely wonderful to be with. On the way out, you're going to see your pictures. If you like them, buy them. Don't like them, forget about it. There's no obligation. Andrew likes to leave his tour with a thought for today. This is what he told me to tell you guys. If at first you don't succeed, skydiving may not be for you. On behalf of Andrew, Red Sox, myself, you've been just super to be with. Thank you for coming. Come back next year at this time when we celebrate winning the 2007 World Series.